Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
One of the fastest growing parts of the Massachusetts economy is the tech sector. But as it grows, Beacon Hill has waded into the industry, frequently causing controversy. So now the tech sector is getting more involved in the race for the top job on Beacon Hill, Governor. While tech trade organizations aren't backing a particular candidate, WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch reports that IT workers are experiencing something of a political awakening.
Recently, in the Microsoft Nerd Center in Kendall Square in Cambridge, tech leaders hosted a gubernatorial candidate forum.
All right, so I'd like to first welcome Martha Coakley, the Democratic candidate for governor.
Nice to see you. How are you? My mic is on.
The audience heard from Coakley, independent candidates Jeff McCormick and Evan Falchuk, and from the Republican nominee Charlie Baker.
I would love to have a big-time relationship with the tech community to help not just state government, but local government.
It wasn't a debate. Each candidate spoke one by one. The questions were pretty general. But the forum was a good start, says Tom Hopcroft, head of the Massachusetts Technology Leadership Collaborative, which hosted the forum.
People in the tech sector, they have their heads down. They're creating the next amazing innovation. And for the most part, I think they like to keep government at arm's length. And they do it at their peril.
They found that out last summer. That's when the Massachusetts legislature passed a hefty tax on computer software services. Andy Singleton, who runs Needham software company Assembla, complained on Radio Boston about the so-called tech tax after it passed.
Well, there's a lot of talk being given to making the tax less damaging, which raises the question of why it was ever passed in the first place. It's still very bad public policy.
It also raised the question, why weren't people like Singleton at the table when lawmakers created the tax? Sylvia Dion is a tax accountant in Westford.
It's just, by and large, the sense that you got was that, as a group, the technology sector didn't really see this coming.
2 months later, state lawmakers and Governor Patrick repealed the tax, but it was an embarrassing episode. It showed that computer technology workers needed to take a cue from their counterparts in regulated technology industries, like biotech and clean energy, and develop stronger relationships with elected officials. And it wasn't just the tech tax.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Are there any questions from committee members?
The unsuccessful fight in the State House to ban non-compete clauses in job contracts was another wake-up call. So was Uber's fight with the city of Cambridge over ride-sharing.
We're a really important sector to the state, and frankly, I think we're underrepresented on Beacon Hill.
That's Steve Krause, a venture capitalist at Bessemer Venture Partners in Cambridge. He can practically see the Golden Dome of the State House from his office. And Krause says Massachusetts can profit from that proximity, unlike Silicon Valley, which is distant from the California capital. In Sacramento, Krause says Boston's tech cluster can be much stronger by working with the government it is so close to.
This is a long-range blueprint for sure. I mean, we're not talking about this paying off dividends tomorrow, but it's very important as we look forward, 5, 10, 20, 25 years for the health of our region.
So in this election and coming ones, you'll see more engagement between internet technology workers and political candidates. You'll see more polls at those networking nights, and you'll see more techies at those rubber chicken lunches. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.